Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, 15 examples of girl code that women swear by.
Yeah, so I have a BuzzFeed list. 15 examples of girl code women are saying they swear by. And the article goes on in BuzzFeed to say, girl code is an unspoken set of social rules that women follow when it comes to interacting with other women. Every girl's code of conduct can vary slightly, but most women still have a set of standards that are common and extremely important among every group. You guys have guy code. We have girl code. And so this happened on Reddit, and they compiled a list of what they thought were some of the best girl codes that most women abide by. We're going to run through some.
I'm guessing the list of guy codes is about three deep, whereas with women, it's much more complex
than that.
Don't
phone my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Stay away from my family and my girl.
That's it.
That's all we got.
And my money.
That's it.
That's the three.
All right. I have 15 here.
All right, we might have to do this in two parts.
We might have to. All right. So the first one they have is letting them know if something's out of place or if they have a booger or crumb on their face. Stuff like that. A lot of women won't tell you because they think it's rude or they want you to stay that way to make themselves look better. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. I always tell a woman if she's got something in sucking her teeth, mm-hmm. if her mascara is a little bit runny. I just did it with Abby yesterday.
Yeah, and you did it with me at the Pino party. I still had mascara tear stains from the Taylor Swift concert. And you're like, hey, you might want to get those off. And I was like, thank you, Kristen. Thank you.
Does this apply to strangers also?
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I've totally done this with a stranger before. And it's always like, hey, you got to look. Yeah, exactly. Because you want your fellow woman to look good, right?
And she's probably like, well, that's just plaque. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it.
Try not to do that to something that's
a mole.
Permanent. God, you remember when Oprah did that with Drew Brees?
No.
You don't?
No, because he has that birthmark on his cheek.
He came out to sit down, and I don't know why this is a core memory for me, and I will never be able to forget it. But he sat down and she told him he had a little something on his face. I swear.
And it was a birthmark?
It's a birthmark.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The video's out there.
I'm going to look that
it's
up.
It's almost as bad as when Seacrest asked that blind guy to high five him.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Like, oh, no. It's right there. It's right there together.
Isn't this in that old Austin Powers movie also when the dude has a mole on his face and Austin Powers can't stop focusing on it?
Guacamole. All right. So next on this girl code list, if you see someone hating on themselves, like really being mean to themselves, be kind and lift them up. A kind sister could change someone's life. It may not be girl code, but there's something so amazing about hearing a woman older and wiser than you tell you that you are capable, amazing, or some other compliment. Woman code. Help lift each other up. Don't compete.
If a stranger said that to you, an older stranger woman said that to you, you wouldn't be offended by that?
If I was... It says if they're actively hating on themselves, like if I was doing a lot of like self-deprecation or if I was really coming down on myself and somebody stepped in to give me like a little pep talk, I'd be cool with that. Now, if I'm just standing there and apparently I look like I'm miserable and I hate my life and you start like...
Just someone randomly comes up to you and says...
Listen, it's not that bad. Yeah. I'll be like, what do I look like?
Bam, I'm in the Target. Check the line. I'm fine.
I would appreciate a pep talk more from a woman that I don't know. Because if it's like my mom, I'm like, oh, you have to hype me up. Mm-hmm. But if a woman I don't know says it, I'm like, oh, yes, okay, I do look good. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And this is personally and also in a business setting. The next one, never leave them alone at a party. One of the people on Reddit said, if we came together, we leave together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm never leaving a function without my friend. And no, you can't go off with that cute guy you met. Get his number and you'll see him later.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
One person just wrote, we pee together.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Next.
Wait, let's not go past that one so fast.
Is that why the line is always that long for the women? Because y'all go in pairs?
Yes. Well, like, I don't think it's why it's always so long. I mean, we all have to pee. So I think it's just a women pee more than men thing.
Okay.
But I mean, why together? Like, are you guys talking as soon as you get in the bathroom? It's certainly not a safety issue. Like, oh, you have to help me through this restaurant.
No,
so why?
It's like an intermission where whatever's going on outside, you're like,
it's intermission.
It's like, all right, break, let's go. Yeah. And then like, have a little recap.
It's like you have the main group at the restaurant, and then you can all kind of tell something's going on, and it's like, hey, Katie, you want to go to the bathroom? Uh-huh. And then you go to the bathroom, you start talking smack about everybody at the table. So you should always be afraid when women leave.
All right, let's do one more here.
Okay.
We're going to be able to do this list 5 or 6 times.
I know. Our next one, if a woman seems uncomfortable or is being approached by a creepy guy, we're instant besties, and I have to talk to them right this second, preferably between them and the creepy guy. And there is a vibe that you can pick up, and women just kind of have like this knowing glance of like, help me. And I have shared this before, but I have not shared it with Abby. So my friend was at a bar, and this dude was just like, I'm not going to say harassing, but just would not leave her alone. So I came up and interjected myself into the conversation, and I did the laugh. The laugh which terrifies most people, especially men. And he scurried like a little rat into the darkness. So I just came up and pretended like I was joining the conversation, and he said something, and I went,
that's the fire marshal bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody is scurrying like roaches.
So always look out for your fellow woman.
The Burt Show.